Shortening the Distance, written and read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Hua Cheng and Xie Lian. Characters include Hua Cheng, Xie Lian, and Shi Qingxuan. Rated E for explicit. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting, Friends to Lovers, Strangers to Lovers, First Kiss, First Meetings, Oral Sex, Blowjobs, Praise Kink, Dry Humping, Making Out, Love Confessions, Porn with Plot, Porn with Feelings, Mutual Pining, Nipple Play, Demisexual Xie Lian, not explicitly stated, but Xie Lian is demi, Flirty Hua Cheng, Cats, Cat Royer, Cat Aming, Aming and Royer Friendship, Showering Together, Shower Sex is Implied, Female Shi Qingxuan, She, Her Pronouns for Shi Qingxuan. Summary. When Xie Lian finds a stray cat, he decides to bring him home. His cat Royer immediately becomes friends with the stray. Everything changes, however, when he finds a missing cat flyer. While initially upsetting, the mood quickly shifts when an attractive man named Hua Cheng shows up on his doorstep and doesn't really leave his life even after retrieving his cat, Aming. They decide to host weekly playdates for their cats. For their cats, yes, it was definitely for their cats. Xie Lian's growing feelings for Hua Cheng surely had nothing to do with it. After what felt like the longest day he'd ever experienced, Xie Lian trudged slowly down the sidewalk. The nearest bus stop from his apartment was located 2 blocks away. Though it wasn't very far, his exhaustion made the final stretch of his journey feel even longer than usual. It had been one of the university's busier days. The phone had rung endlessly, Xie Lian struggling to keep up with the students and parents inquiring for information from one of the only 2 receptionists present. Helpful as it was having Shi Qingxuan there to split the work, they could each only answer 1 call at a time. Not to mention, they'd also had to assist people who approached the front desk. It was days like this one where Xie Lian simply wanted to return to his apartment so he could throw himself onto his bed and snuggle with his cat. Royer always made him feel better, quickly greeting him with his bright blue eyes and a meow, and weaving himself between his legs. With a swish of his white, fluffy tail, he would trot over to the couch and jump up before spinning around to look expectantly at his owner, waiting for him to join him. Xie Lian wanted to hurry home so he could do just that, but stopped in his tracks when his eyes landed on a black shadow lurking near the wooden fence. He wasn't sure what the object was at first, squinting and stepping closer to get a better look. When a pop of green blinked back at him, Xie Lian realized it was a cat. A black cat with 1 bright green eye was tilting its head curiously at him, pink mouth appearing when it let out a soft meow. Xie Lian crouched down slowly, not wanting to scare it away. "Hello there, kitty," Xie Lian called to it gently. "Are you lost? Or are you astray, maybe?" The black cat just meowed again before stretching languidly. It walked toward him. Xie Lian held his hand out, palm up, to allow the cat to sniff him. After a tentative sniff, the cat rubbed the side of its face against Xie Lian's fingers. It circled around him, pushing its side into him as it went. "You're a friendly one, aren't you?" Xie Lian glanced around, but didn't see anyone who looked like they were looking for a lost cat. Returning his attention to the cat, he realized it wasn't wearing a collar. He wasn't quite sure what the correct protocol was for this situation. After a bit of thought while he pet the cat's soft, silky fur, he decided he would take the cat home for the night and then bring it to the vet in the morning to check for a microchip. "Would you like to come home with me?" The cat meowed loudly as if agreeing with his suggestion. Xie Lian laughed softly before gently scooping the cat into his arms and standing up. He started walking in the direction of his apartment. The cat snuggled against his chest, seeming comfortable. "I have to warn you, though," Xielian said. "I'm not sure if Royer will appreciate me bringing a strange new cat home. It's up to him if you'll be welcome to stay." It turned out that Royer was very happy to accommodate their new guest. Following a tense moment when Xielian first set the black cat down on the tile floor, the two cats had stared quietly at each other, but eventually relaxed. Xielian had been prepared to intervene, but was pleasantly surprised when Royer sauntered forward to sniff at the black cat, who reciprocated the curiosity. They brushed against each other before wandering off together. The two seemed to get along very well, surprisingly fast. It had already been 2 weeks since the black cat joined their little family. Although Xielian had taken him to the vet to check for a microchip, the vet found nothing. So Xielian treated the cat as if he were a stray. He hadn't really decided what to do, keeping the cat while he considered things. After getting him a checkup and determining he was healthy, he'd taken to calling him Olive. It was admittedly not a very creative name. He'd just come up with a name referring to something green to match his one eye. Besides, he couldn't just keep the cat, could he? Feeding and caring for another cat would be more work and more expensive. But he noticed how content Royer seemed to be with Olive around. The two would cuddle together in a fluffy heap of black and white on Xielian's couch. Now, whenever Xielian returned home, two cats would greet him with happy meows and weave themselves through his legs, causing him to dissolve into a fit of laughter. They were just such an adorable duo. How could he break them apart after they'd become best friends? His heart just about broke when he noticed a missing cat flyer posted on a street pole one evening as he walked home. The photo on the flyer was of a black cat with a single green left eye. Of course, Xielian was not so selfish as to ignore the flyer. His name was Aming, according to the flyer. Aming belonged to someone else. Someone had been desperately searching for him for at least 2 weeks now, and Xielian could put a stop to their distress. He waited until the morning to call the number on the flyer he'd taken home. A man's deep voice answered.
"Hello?"
Yes. Hi," Xielian said. "I saw your flyer and I'm calling because I have your cat."
"You found a Ming?"
The voice instantly perked up, excitement lacing it. "Yes. Would you like to come get him from my apartment? Anytime today would be okay since it's my day off. I can text you my address."
"Yes, of course. I'll be there in an hour. Thank you so much."
Once their call ended, Xielian texted his address to the stranger. He looked over at Royer and Aming sleeping together on top of a blanket, feeling bittersweet. This was the last time they would get to see each other. Xielian was really going to miss Aming. 40 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. Both cats' ears perked up, and they twisted around to look toward what had just interrupted their nap. Xielian stood up from the couch and walked slowly to the door, sighing. He knew this was necessary. The owner was probably worried sick. He knew that's how he would feel if Royer were ever to get lost. When he opened the door, the breath caught in his throat. Sure, the stranger had a suave voice over the phone, but Xielian hadn't expected it belonged to a man this attractive. He couldn't help his eyes trailing down to take in his appearance. The man looked about his age, maybe a few years younger. Long black hair was tied into a neat braid over his shoulder, a red elastic tie at the end. His slender fingers fidgeted with the sleeves of his red-collared shirt. Xielian didn't want to admit how much notice he took of his sharp jawline and obsidian eyes, which were watching him with curiosity.
"Hello," the man said. "My name is Hua Cheng. I'm here to pick up Aming."
When Xielian didn't respond right away, clearing his throat and quickly nodding, a smirk tugged at the other man's lips. Had he noticed Xielian checking him out? Wait, that wasn't quite right. Shilian certainly hadn't been checking out this hot stranger. He was merely taking note of his aesthetically attractive features. yes, that's right, Shilian said with a cough, smiling. My name is Shilian. Aming is just over here. You can come in if you'd like. Shilian stepped aside and Huacheng smiled, bowing his head slightly. I'd love to. He stepped through the threshold and removed his black boots, placing them next to the door. When they approached the couch together, Aming rose from where he'd been cuddling with Royer. He stretched, claws extending, and meowed up at Huacheng.
Oh, Huacheng said, eyebrows rising. I didn't know you also had a cat.
Yeah, that's Royer. I found Aming 2 weeks ago and brought him home. It's crazy just how quickly they became friends. Aming was rubbing his body against Huacheng from the edge of the couch.
Really? That's interesting.
Hmm? What's interesting?
Aming doesn't usually like other cats, or dogs for that matter. He's friendly with people, though.
Yes, he was very friendly the moment we met, Shilian said, fondly recalling the memory. How did he get lost?
Huacheng sat down at the end of the couch, scooping Aming into his lap. He scratched him behind the ears. I work mostly from home, and sometimes I like to open my windows to let fresh air in. The windows have bug screens, so they normally aren't a problem. But I noticed one day that Aming wasn't coming to bother me about serving his dinner. After looking around, I realized there was a hole in one of the screens. My beautiful angel must have wanted to explore the outside world.
He emphasized beautiful angel with a boop to Aming's nose, pouting at him as he did so. Shilian didn't know whether to laugh or cry. He settled for a soft laugh. He seated himself on the other side of the couch next to Royer, who happily crawled into his lap.
Well, I'm glad I found him safe and sound, Shilian said. I was set on keeping him, though. You know I called him Olive before seeing the flyer? It's kind of silly, but I thought it was cute, him having one green eye and all. But I think Aming suits him better, actually.
Huacheng was looking at him, hands still playing with Aming in his lap.
You wanted to keep him?
Yeah, I suppose I did. He's a good cat, and Royer likes him, and I like him. But he's your cat. I can't keep him if he belongs to someone else. Anyway, I'm really glad that I could reunite you two.
Huacheng didn't respond right away. He studied Shilian's troubled expression, contemplation brewing in his own eyes.
What if we scheduled playdates?
Huacheng asked.
For the cats, I mean.
Shilian raised his eyebrows.
Playdates?
Yeah, you said it yourself. These two are friends. Who are we to ruin that? We're essentially responsible for their continuing friendship.
I guess you have a point there, Shilian said with a laugh. He thought Huacheng spoke a bit dramatically, but he didn't disagree with the sentiment.
Then it's settled. Do Saturdays work?
Shilian nodded. Saturdays would be great, Huacheng.
Huacheng regarded him for a moment. A critical look flitted across his face.
Why don't you call me Sanlong?
Shilian blinked a few times, voicing the name to test it out.
Sanlong? Okay then, Sanlong.
Huacheng grinned. He jutted his chin out slightly and rested it against his palm, elbow propped on his knee.
I'm glad to know you then, Gaga.
Shilian blushed at the term, but he didn't reject it. There was a part of him that liked the term coming from Huacheng. Huacheng started bringing Aming over to play with Royer every Saturday, as promised. He made sure to text Shilian beforehand to confirm their playdates. Shilian always confirmed that he wasn't busy because, unbeknown to Huacheng, he would never allow anything to be scheduled on his Saturdays, because his Saturday plans were reserved for Huacheng.
Well, for Hua Cheng's cat and his own cat's playdate. But truthfully, Xielian looked forward to these playdates for his own selfish reasons of wanting to bask in the presence of a certain tall, long-haired man whose smirk alone sent butterflies into his stomach. But his selfish reasons were nobody else's business. They especially weren't Xi Qingxuan's business, yet here she was, prodding at Xielian to spill the tea, as she put it. "Come on, Xielian," Xi Qingxuan whined. She was ducking behind her computer, cupping a hand around her mouth and whispering, "You expect me to believe there isn't something going on between you and that mysterious catman?"
"Please don't call him Catman," Xielian sighed, typing away at his keyboard.
"Well then, tell me his name."
"It's Sun... Hua Cheng," he said, biting back on the nickname. This didn't go unnoticed by Xi Qingxuan, ever observant.
"What was that? Sun what?"
Xielian didn't answer.
"You two have little nicknames for each other, don't you? How adorable! So, how far have you two gone?"
Xielian coughed. Choked, actually. He had just taken a sip from his water bottle and promptly choked when he heard her question. He flapped his hands, eyes wide and cheeks flaming.
Not like that.
Xielian forced out the words, coughing around them. When he managed to get a hold of himself, he continued,
"Sun Long and I aren't like that. We're just friends who host playdates for our cats."
"Sun Long?" Xi Qingxuan hummed, great interest lacing her voice. "Sounds so cozy." Xielian sighed. The nickname would have come out at some point anyway. There was no point in backtracking now.
"Playdates for your cats," she continued. "You sure they aren't dates between you and Hua Cheng?"
"What? No, there's no way. Sun Long doesn't feel that way about me."
"Did he tell you that?"
Xielian bit his lip and clicked his mouse, pretending his attention was caught by something on his computer screen.
I bet you haven't even asked him," she huffed. "Anyway, I can't believe you're blowing me off on Saturday. You really don't want to go play mini-golf with me and Hushuan?"
"It's not that I don't want to hang out with you, Xi Qingxuan," Xielian said. "I'm just busy on Saturdays."
No, I understand. You're just busy on your, play dates with Hua Cheng," she said, smirking.
"Well, yes, it's the most convenient day of the week for both of us, since I'm off on the weekends."
"You said he works from home, right? As a graphic designer?"
Xielian nodded with a hum. He and Hua Cheng talked very often, so of course the topic of jobs came up early on. Hua Cheng mentioned how he mainly worked from home, only having to meet with clients in the company he worked for occasionally. It was ideal for him, since he preferred having his own space to work, and being able to work on his own schedule was freeing. Xielian could relate to that. Whenever he wanted to practice his calligraphy, he worked best in the comfort of his own home, with only Roye around. His job, however, required that he be present at the university's reception desk, interacting with people all day. It wasn't so bad, though. He had Xi Qingxuan to keep him company. While they were co-workers, Xielian also considered her a good friend.
"So, what do you two do during the playdates?" Xi Qingxuan asked suddenly.
Xielian glanced at her, puzzled.
"What do you mean?"
"Well, do you talk, play with the cats, maybe sit really close together on the couch?" She wiggled her eyebrows suggestively on the last sentence. Xielian felt himself blush at the idea.
"We talk a lot, actually, and play with the cats, but none of that other stuff you're suggesting."
"Why don't you? It might be worth trying. I mean, Hua Cheng seems to like you from what you're telling me. Why else would he show up to your place every week?"
Xielian knew the logical answer was to reunite Roye and Aming, but he knew that would just cause Xi Qingxuan to scoff and suggest another crazy theory about Hua Cheng's intentions, So instead, he bit back the reply. It wasn't as if he didn't hope Hua Cheng might return his feelings. After all, their cat's playdates had been going on for the last 2 months, and Hua Cheng hadn't lost interest in coming over to his place every week since they'd met. If anything, the two had grown more comfortable around each other as time went on. There were even days when Hua Cheng insisted on cooking dinner for them, bringing groceries and using Xielian's kitchen. Hua Cheng was actually a very talented cook, so Xielian always appreciated getting the opportunity to eat his food.
To show my appreciation for Gaga allowing me over to help entertain a Ming every week,
Hua Cheng would always say in response to Xielian insisting he didn't have to cook for him. And Xielian found it difficult to deny Hua Cheng and his quick reasoning. He couldn't help it. He was becoming more and more enamored with Hua Cheng every weekend. His considerate nature, his kind words, the soft expression he wore when he looked at the cats. And at Xielian, those strong-toned arms stretched out across the back of the couch, legs spread comfortably, laughing heartily at something Xielian had said. Xielian wished more often than not that he could place himself in the crook between Hua Cheng's shoulder and the couch and lean his head on his chest. Damn, he had it bad. We'll probably just talk and play with the cats like we normally do, Xielian finally said. Xi Qingxuan glanced over at him and shrugged, looking back at her computer.
We'll see.
When Saturday arrived, Xielian opened the door as he usually did when Hua Cheng arrived. He stepped aside to let him come in, placing the cat carrier on the floor and releasing a Ming. They watched him trot off to join Rie in Xielian's bedroom. The two men started asking each other how their week had been, about the memes they'd sent each other, and about the latest episode of the drama Xielian was watching. It wasn't unlike any of the previous weekends they'd spent together, but it felt different this time around because Xielian couldn't shake Xi Qingxuan's words out of his mind. He couldn't help yearning to test the waters now that the idea had been planted in his head. Just how comfortable was Hua Cheng around him? They always sat the way they were now, with plenty of space between them, sitting at opposite ends of the couch. Xielian suddenly wanted to shorten the distance. After talking for nearly an hour, Xielian decided to try something simple. He got up and walked into the kitchen, rifling around in a cupboard. He took out the bag of cat treats, shaking them as he walked back into the living room. Royer came running, a Ming not far behind him. Sometimes, Xielian would give Royer and a Ming a few treats while Hua Cheng was visiting, but he'd never had Hua Cheng feed them. Xielian took a deep breath before seating himself right next to Hua Cheng, a mere few inches of space between their legs. He thought he heard a sharp intake of breath next to him, but he couldn't be sure he wasn't imagining it, the sound too soft to make out. Xielian ignored his own heart beating loudly in his ears as he opened the bag and fished out a square-shaped treat. He reached over hesitantly and took Hua Cheng's wrist, pressing the treat into his palm.
"Here, Sanlong," Xielian said, not looking at his face. "Why don't you try feeding them today?"
He could feel Hua Cheng looking at him, but was too shy to meet his eyes.
"Okay then, Gaga."
Xielian hadn't let go of his wrist, slowly guiding his hand down in front of Royer. The white cat happily took the treat, scampering away. Xielian fished out another treat to press into Hua Cheng's palm and repeated the act of guiding his hand to a Ming this time. They watched a Ming saunter away with his treat. Xielian smiled at the sight of the content cats before remembering he still had a hand wrapped around Hua Cheng's wrist. Hua Cheng caught his eye, raising an eyebrow with an unreadable look on his face. Then he smirked.
"Gaga doesn't usually ask for help feeding the cats. What's the occasion?"
Xielian blushed, quickly retracting his hand and placing it on his lap.
No occasion. I just realized you had never fed them here before. I thought you might want to.
always so thoughtful.
They offered the cats a few more treats each, though this time, Xialian gave the bag to Hua Cheng to take out the treats himself. The closest between them remained the same. Xialian could reach out and brush his hand against his cheek if he wanted to. And, God, he wanted to. But he didn't. Instead, he took the treat bag and stood up to return it to the kitchen. If he didn't put it away, the cats would continue coming back, expecting more. Slowly making his way back to the living room, he found he didn't know what to do with himself. Should he sit at the other end of the couch like he usually did? Had Hua Cheng's reaction to the previous shortened distance been positive? Should he sit that close again? He wished he knew where he stood with Hua Cheng.
Gaga,
Hua Cheng's voice broke him out of his stupor.
Aren't you going to sit down again?
I wanted to... Xialian stalled, searching for something. Then he found it. To show you something. I'll be right back. Xialian rushed off to his bedroom, leaving a confused Hua Cheng watching after him. He rifled through his bookshelf, pulling out the familiar notebook. He returned to the living room where Hua Cheng was waiting with an elbow propped on the arm of the couch, his cheek in his hand. Xialian plopped himself down right next to Hua Cheng, realizing their legs were a bit closer this time. Resisting the heat that threatened to spread over his face, he opened the notebook. The pages were filled with decorative handwriting, curly letters recorded in black ink. I've been meaning to show you my calligraphy, Sun Lang. Hua Cheng allowed Xialian to hand him the notebook. A cryptic look was on his face, eyes still on Xialian. It was as if he was trying to figure something out. The look disappeared when Hua Cheng looked down at the notebook, and Xialian felt himself release a breath he'd been holding.
These are beautiful, Gaga,
Hua Cheng commented, flipping through the pages.
How did you get so talented?
I just practice a lot, Xialian said, rubbing the back of his neck. It's nothing special. I've written calligraphy since I was a kid.
Then you're naturally talented.
Hua Cheng's words were genuine and filled with warmth. Xialian flushed at the praise.
You're just trying to flatter me. I promise I'm always sincere with you.
Oh, stop, Xialian laughed, swatting lightly at his shoulder. Hua Cheng tensed, and Xialian wondered if he shouldn't have done that. But a grin was forming on Hua Cheng's face as he started laughing too. They leafed through the notebook together for a while, Xialian pointing out his favorite entries and explaining the context behind them. When they reached the last inked page, Xialian took the notebook and closed it, standing up and returning it to the bookshelf in his room. Upon approaching the couch, he realized once again that he didn't know where he should sit. He paused a few feet away from the couch, eyes flitting between the space next to Hua Cheng and the opposite end. His mind was reeling, searching for something else. Before he could grasp onto a solid idea, Hua Cheng stood up and took a measured step toward him.
Gaga, Hua Cheng said, his voice soft and welcoming.
He reached out to gently take his hands, guiding him back toward the couch with him. Xialian's eyes widened when he was situated beside Hua Cheng, their thighs pressed completely together now.
You don't have to come up with an excuse to sit next to me.
Xialian's ears and face heated up. Had he really been found out so easily? I didn't know if you would mind, he supplied uselessly.
If I would mind Gaga sitting next to me, should I mind?
I guess not.
Do you want to sit next to me that badly?
Hua Cheng leaned forward, the corners of his lips tugging upward. When he spoke, Xialian could feel warm breath fanning his cheeks.
There's no need to ask. I don't mind at all. In fact, I welcome it very,
graciously. Xielian's breath hitched. The way Hua Cheng spoke stirred something inside of him. Their faces were closer than they'd ever been before, and Xielian could trace all the handsome details of his dark eyes, his sharp nose, his pink lips. It was exhilarating.
Maybe, Xielian breathed. Maybe I do. Just maybe,
Hua Cheng said, feigning a hurt tone. He was still smiling.
I can sit somewhere else if you wish.
He started to stand up as if to move to the other side of the couch, but Xielian found himself grasping at his sleeve to keep him there.
No, I mean, there's no need to...
Xielian trailed off, words stuck in his throat. Hua Cheng looked a bit stunned, but relaxed back into the couch. He waited patiently for Xielian to say something else. But he couldn't form words at the moment. He wanted so much. Too much. And the words weren't coming out. So his body moved to communicate for him instead. He turned around and hitched a leg across Hua Cheng's lap, his knees planting on either side of him, straddling him. Hua Cheng was forced to tip his head back to look up at Xielian, who bit his lip and averted his gaze. He couldn't believe he was doing this. He was taking a risk. All he could do was hope Hua Cheng reciprocated his feelings.
Don't leave, Xielian mumbled. Please?
After a long, tense pause, he felt one of Hua Cheng's hands trailing up his arm, the other moving to grasp his hip. It made Xielian take a shaky breath. The hand reached his face, gently turning it to bring his gaze back. The expression on Hua Cheng's face made him exhale. He was looking at him reverently, blinking slowly, gaze flitting between his eyes and lips.
Never.
Xielian didn't waste another second before leaning down to press their foreheads together. It was already so overwhelming being this close, with Hua Cheng's thumb rubbing circles into his hip, their warm breaths mingling together.
Sun Long,
Xielian whispered.
Sun Long, please.
Hua Cheng didn't need any further instruction, tilting his face up to press their lips together. Xielian met him eagerly, body sinking down as he relaxed against Hua Cheng. It was similar to ocean waves finally crashing onto the shore, water slowly seeping into the sand before receding. The way Hua Cheng kissed him was like ocean waves in the way he pressed in quickly, before slowly pulling away, only to do the exact same thing a moment later. Xielian felt himself being dragged in. He welcomed the sensation of being immersed in Hua Cheng. He wanted to drown in him, lose himself a bit, because he knew Hua Cheng would always bring him back. He wound his fingers through Hua Cheng's dark hair, the neat braids slowly coming apart. His fingers froze when he realized what he'd done.
Sorry, Xielian mumbled between kisses. I messed up your hair. Gaga may do whatever he pleases,
Hua Cheng said.
Mess me up. Take me apart. I don't mind.
Xielian shivered, fingers tightening around the strands.
Sun Long.
Hua Cheng pulled back to look him in the eyes.
I mean it. Do you have any idea how long I've wished to touch you, kiss you? I welcome anything you would desire of me.
Xielian took a shaky breath. He had wanted this for a long time, so it hadn't been one-sided after all. His fingers combed slowly through Hua Cheng's hair as he contemplated the possibilities. They crooked around the red elastic tie, slipping it off and then around his wrist, long black hair cascading over the other man's back.
Anything? Anything,
Hua Cheng echoed in confirmation.
What? Is Gaga having dirty thoughts?
It's not like you didn't insinuate them. True, I did. But I wouldn't allow anything that Gaga doesn't want. Does Gaga want something?
Hua Cheng started nosing at his jaw before dragging his teeth across his neck. Pressing his lips to the spot beneath his earlobe, he sucked lightly.
Anything at all?
He breathed against his skin, eliciting a shiver from Xie Lian. He felt a bit dizzy, wanting Hua Cheng to touch him again. Touch him more.
Keep touching me, Xie Lian said. Please?
I've wanted you for some time now, too.
Oh?
A teasing lilt was presented with the word.
Have you been inviting me over with other hopes? Tell me, Gaga, at what point did these playdates stop being about our cats,
Well, that's... Sun Long. Hua Cheng had started sucking fervently at the spot below his earlobe. His nails dug into the exposed skin of his waist, where the hem of his shirt had hitched up slightly.
Tell me, he breathed into his ear.
Xie Lian's whole body felt hot. Hua Cheng's touch was searing, his movements gradually becoming more purposeful. Xie Lian's hips started to roll downward, but the movement was quickly stifled when the hands on either side of his waist clamped down hard. They stilled him, keeping him in place. Xie Lian whined and squirmed, his body desperately seeking friction.
Gaga,
Hua Cheng purred, licking a languid stripe along the shell of his ear.
Won't you tell me?
Xie Lian racked his hazy mind to form an answer. He remembered precisely when he'd first recognized his growing feelings for the man. They had been slowly building up, but it wasn't until that moment he realized he had them at all. Romantic attraction was rare for him, so it was difficult for him to recognize it. But when he did, the feelings hit hard, and they would only deepen from there. It hadn't taken long for sexual attraction to follow.
The third weekend, Xie Lian said. It was the first time you cooked for me. You texted me before coming over, and I told you about my terrible day at work the day before. Next thing I knew, you showed up on my doorstep with a Ming and a bunch of groceries. You made amazing food for us, and I completely forgot what had me so upset. Sun Long cares so much. Treats me so well.
I'm glad you enjoy my cooking. You deserve the best.
I enjoy you cooking for me. Sun Long, it's you.
Hua Cheng buried his face in the crook of his neck, inhaling deeply.
That makes me feel so grateful. I'm hardly worthy of your affection.
Sun Long deserves so much. You're so good, so caring. Anyone would be lucky to have you.
There was a moment of silence before Hua Cheng spoke again.
Would Gaga like to have me?
Xie Lian blinked, breath hitching.
What exactly was Hua Cheng asking him? Define that statement, please.
Hua Cheng slowly lifted his head to meet his eyes. There was an uncharacteristic blush on his face. Hua Cheng wasn't one to get shy so easily, yet here he was, nervous eyes regarding him and speaking softly.
Would you like to have me as something beyond a friend? Perhaps a boyfriend?
Sun Long, he said, nodding before his mouth caught up. Yes, of course I want that. Please be my boyfriend.
Hua Cheng's lips broke out into a grin. He ducked his head slightly, hiding his face.
Gaga is very adorable.
Xie Lian laughed, shyness taking over again. Everything felt so surreal right now.
You're just as sweet and so handsome. I really like my Sun Long.
The hands on his waist curled tighter. It caused him to gasp, the hot feeling in his body slowly seeping back in, a reminder of how turned on he still was.
saying things like that. You'll be the death of me.
Xielian spoke again before he could stop himself.
Can I also have you in another way?
And in what way would that be?
He bit his lip, hardly believing he was about to suggest something so bold.
Your body?
Hua Cheng groaned at that, and, oh, that must have been the right thing to say.
Take whatever you want. You may have my body in whatever way you please.
His hips were tugged downward, and he let out a breathy gasp when their crotches pressed together. Hands snug around his waist, he was pulled against him again. Xielian's hands flew out to clasp around his neck.
So long,
He couldn't hold back from rocking his hips against Hua Cheng's, the friction he so desperately sought finally being given. Wave after wave of pleasure coursed through his body, his mouth fell open as his head tipped back slightly, short breaths huffing out with each roll forward.
Fuck, you're so beautiful, Gaga.
Xielian let his head loll forward to make eye contact with him. A smile started forming on his lips before a particularly harsh roll from Hua Cheng forced the breath from his lungs. He gasped, dropping his body back down to chase that feeling again. Hua Cheng's hands dipped underneath his shirt, traveling higher at an achingly slow pace. Xielian's breath shook at the added sensation. His touch was gentle, caressing the concealed expanse of skin as if it were something precious. The moment of calm bliss snapped, the moment a finger brushed over his nipple. His hips stuttered, and he pressed himself more firmly into Hua Cheng. He wanted nothing more than to feel that sensation again. A soft plea left his lips, spurring Hua Cheng to begin splaying and dragging his palm over the bud. His deft fingers flitted over it, pinching lightly and sending little jolts of pleasure through his body. Xielian's jaw went slack as he panted.
Is Gaga enjoying himself?
Hua Cheng asked. He sounded a bit breathless himself.
I enjoy Sanlong.
Hua Cheng pinched his nipple more roughly, earning a whine from Xielian. Hua Cheng leaned up to capture his lips in a searing kiss. Xielian returned the fervor, gasping and moaning into his mouth. Teeth grazed lips and hips rolled harshly together, becoming more erratic. Xielian had his legs wrapped around Hua Cheng's waist to pull them closer together. The combination of sensations, Hua Cheng's fingers around his nipple, other hand harshly tugging him closer by the hip, his tongue slipping past his lips, both moaning deeply, the feeling of his hard cock pressing against his own. It was all so overwhelming, and through it all, his mind could only supply a helpless chant of Sanlong, Sanlong, Sanlong.
Sanlong, Xielian moaned, voice cracking. Can't. I'm gonna.
The words died in his throat when he felt himself come, wetness seeping into the front of his pants. He panted harshly, hips rolling slowly as he rode out the last wave of pleasure. Hua Cheng disconnected their lips to breathe into his ear.
Good boy.
His reaction to the words was instant. It was in the form of a low whine, hands moving to tangle in his hair. Something about the way Hua Cheng spoke stirred something new in him, made him feel hot all over. He craved that feeling again. He wanted to drag the words from Hua Cheng's lips in whatever way he could.
Yeah, am I?
Xielian whispered.
Of course. You were very good.
He could feel him smiling against his ear, delight clear in his tone. And Xielian selfishly wanted, needed to hear more.
I could be even better for you. You haven't come yet?
Hua Cheng pulled back to meet his gaze. He raised an eyebrow, a curious look on his face.
No, I haven't.
I was too focused on your pleasure, and it was worth it to see you like this. So pretty.
Xialian blushed, but tried to push down the shyness.
Stop distracting me. I want to...
Sanlong,
Xialian said, trying to keep eye contact.
I want to... suck you off.
A look of surprise bloomed across his features. Both eyebrows rose, a soft gasp escaping him.
You don't have to do that,
Hua Cheng said. But Xialian could tell how affected he was by the suggestion. There was an intrigued glint in his eye.
Didn't you say it yourself?
Xialian twisted his fingers in his hair, coiling the dark strands around them.
You told me to mess you up, take you apart, do as I please.
And if Sanlong allows it, I would like to suck him off.
Gaga.
The name rolled off his tongue like it was a secret being carefully whispered. It was filled with awe, something dark and restless looming behind it.
Don't tease me.
I'm not teasing, Xialian said. I fully intend on tasting you, making your legs shake, making you say my name over and over, telling me how good I am. What do you think? Is that something you also want?
Yes, I do. Please.
With the confirmation, Xialian slowly eased himself off his lap, sinking down onto the floor in front of him. He kept eye contact the entire time, rosy blush across his face, contrasting with his prior filthy words. His heart was beating fast, thumping loudly in his ears. Admittedly, this wouldn't be the first time sucking Hua Cheng's cock had crossed his mind. The only difference was that this time around, it was actually happening. He placed a hand on each of his knees, motioning for him to move forward. Hua Cheng took the signal, adjusting his body to sit on the edge of the couch. There was a noticeable bulge between his legs, a small wet patch staining the fabric of his pants. Xialian skimmed his hands along his thighs, holding his breath as he splayed his palm over the straining fabric. Hua Cheng's hips rolled forward in reaction. He was panting harshly, gazing down at him with half-lidded eyes. Xialian held his breath as he curled his fingers over the top button and looked up at him.
Please, Hua Cheng said.
Xialian unbuttoned his pants, then pulled the zipper down. He tugged down the front of both his underwear and pants, his cock springing free. It laid hard and heavy against his stomach, flushed and leaking at the tip. He bit his lip in anticipation.
I've thought a lot about this, Xialian said, glancing up.
What it might be like to put my mouth on you.
Have you?
Xialian nodded, hovering his face closer. He was still looking up at Hua Cheng, who was watching him intently. His hands were gripping the edge of the couch.
I have. In my head, I would always start by...
He trailed off, choosing to demonstrate. Lips parting, he hesitantly stuck his tongue out to lick the tip. It tasted a bit salty, and though it wasn't a bad taste, it was different. He didn't have much experience in the area, but he had read enough things online to have a general idea of how to proceed. It seemed to work well if Hua Cheng's breath hitching was anything to go by. He stuck his tongue out again to swirl it around the tip this time. He then pressed a soft kiss to it before dragging his tongue down the entire length. Out of the corner of his eye, he noticed Hua Cheng's nails digging harshly into the fabric of the couch.
Gaga, Hua Cheng sighed.
I've also always wondered how you might react if... He moved his face up, nose brushing against his cock. Eyes locking onto Hua Cheng's, curious to see his reaction, he parted his lips and closed them around the head. As he sucked lightly, experimentally, Hua Cheng's expression became more strained. His jaw went slack, ragged breaths escaping him. His thighs had started to shake ever so slightly, and Xilian felt he'd made some sort of achievement. And he had only just begun.
So good, Hua Cheng said, voice low. You're doing so good.
Xilian preened at the praise, taking another inch into his mouth. His cock filled his mouth so well, lips stretching to accommodate the size. He pressed his tongue against the bottom, dragging it side to side. Hua Cheng moaned, one of his hands making its way into his hair. He brushed the bangs out of his face, holding them back as he sucked a bit harder. He pulled back with a pop, letting it rest against his cheek as he took a deep breath.
You taste so good, so much better than I imagined. I'm glad I exceed your expectations.
Xilian huffed out a laugh. Hua Cheng's voice had lacked a smugness that would be expected to accompany the words. Instead, they came out sounding more like an observation. Without warning, Xilian brought his hands up to wrap them around the base of his cock. He placed his lips against the tip, parting them to take Hua Cheng deep enough to nearly hit the back of his throat. Hua Cheng cried out at the abrupt switch, hand tightening in his hair.
Fuck, Gaga. You can't just...
His words dissolved when Xilian hollowed his cheeks and sucked harshly, combining it with the movement of his hands wrapped around the wrist. Xilian closed his eyes, feeling tears prick at the corners. It was so much all at once, but it was worth it to hear the breathy moans leaving Hua Cheng's throat, to feel the fingers clenching in his hair, blunt nails pleasantly scratching his scalp. Opening his eyes, he looked up at Hua Cheng, still bobbing his head and stroking in tandem. The pale expanse of his neck was visible, head thrown back with his lips parted. He had started babbling, a string of praises and curses and moans of gaga escaping him. He marveled at the sight of confident Hua Cheng reduced to a mess of needy sounds and fingers grasping for purchase in his hair. Squeezing his hands around his cock seemed to steal his breath away. Hua Cheng gasped, legs and hands trembling. Xilian kept sucking his cock and squeezing at a quicker pace. It wasn't long before he felt the fingers curling in his hair and attempting to pull him off.
Gaga, stop. That's far enough. I'm about to...
Xilian simply continued to squeeze him, dropping his head down to bury his cock further into his throat. He swallowed around him, and Hua Cheng moaned loudly. Warm liquid filled his mouth, and although he'd expected it, induced it even, he quickly pulled back, coughing. When Hua Cheng seemed to have become clear-headed enough, orgasm passing, he gazed down at Xilian. There was a look of concern on his face.
Are you okay? You didn't have to...
It's okay. I wanted to... Xilian cut him off, wiping at his mouth with his sleeve.
You just taste so good, and I wanted to know how you feel coming in my mouth. Oh my god, Gaga, you really will be the death of me.
Xilian laughed, voice a bit raspy from their activities. When he lifted himself to sit on the couch, he became acutely aware of the cold, sticky feeling in his underwear. He grimaced, squirming a bit.
Would you like to get cleaned up?
Hua Cheng asked, taking notice of Xilian's discomfort. Xilian nodded.
Of course.
Cleaning up turned out to mean taking a shower together, and Xilian would be lying if he referred to it as quick and involving merely the scrubbing of soap onto their bodies and hair. After emerging from the bathroom, red-faced for more reasons than just an innocent shower, they moved to the bedroom to put on clean clothes. Xilian offered Hua Cheng one of his soft gray tees and a pair of black sweatpants. Thankfully, his clothes fit him well enough, and he couldn't help the satisfaction he felt watching him slip the familiar fabric over his slender body. Now fully clothed, Hua Cheng offered his hand. Xilian took it and let himself be led to the bed. They paused at the edge when they noticed Aming and Royer curled up around each other, eyes squinted shut and purring. They looked so warm and cozy on top of the white comforter. Xianlian smiled, reaching out his free hand to gently stroke the cats. They both peered up at him with one green and a pair of blue eyes. The two men settled onto the mattress, shuffling around the cats to lay their heads on the pillows. They were facing each other, and Xianlian noticed the way pink light filtered through the window across his face, making his features appear even more dazzling. It was getting late, the sun setting apparent. He brought his finger to trace lightly over Hua Cheng's cheek. "Want to stay the night?" Hua Cheng smiled, leaning into his touch. "If it's no trouble, I'd like that. I'll even cook dinner for you." "I'd love that," Xianlian said. "But for now, I just want to lay here with you. Is that okay?"
"Anything that Gaga wants is okay with me."
They laid there for a while, talking in hushed whispers about nothing in particular. Just random snippets about their cats, or their friends, or things that happened at work. Hua Cheng's hand remained resting on Xianlian's waist, rubbing small circles into it. Xianlian's fingers played with Hua Cheng's hair, combing through the slightly damp strands. After some time when Xianlian was laughing about something, Hua Cheng suddenly spoke up.
"I never thought I'd be grateful my cat got out."
Xianlian tilted his head, giving him a questioning look.
"Why do you say that?"
Hua Cheng leaned in closer to kiss the tip of his nose, hand on his waist, pulling him closer.
"Because he led me to you."
The end. Listen on to hear a few bloopers. The photo on the flyer was of a black cat with a single green left eye.
"Who? Why is your car honking?"
"Excuse me. I'm trying to record beautiful gay Hualien." "Oh, it got louder. Oh my god." Hold on. He waited until the morning to call the number on the flyer he'd taken home. A man's deep voice answered.
"Hello." "Hi, Gaga." "Okay, we gotta introduce
Hua Cheng's voice."
"Hello." "No. Hello."
"Can't do it."
"I..." "Bad bitch mode, bad bitch mode, bad bitch mode."
"Hello."
"We'll get it."
"Please don't call him Catman." "Catman, oh my god." "Always makes me laugh. Oh god, I'm gonna have to record it again."
"Gaga doesn't usually ask for help feeding the cats."
"Who? Why would you honk your horn right when I was recording Hua Cheng's line? How dare you?"